ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden trying to cajole House Republicans into approving the Senate-passed bill of $95 billion in military aid to Israel, Indo-Pacific allies, and Ukraine.
You can't walk away now. That's what Putin's betting on. He just flatly said that. Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing it is playing into Putin's hand.
After 2 years, Ukraine has fought Russia to a draw. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the bill's a non-starter there. The House, which rejected border provisions in the aid bill, impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for not addressing the border. There are not 60 votes in the Senate to convict Mayorkas and remove him from office. Democrat Tom Suozzi won a special election on New York's Long Island to serve out the term of disgrace and expelled George Santos, the slim GOP majority in the House getting slimmer. This is ABC News. He's been on the job less than 3 months, and already the new school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, is courting controversy.
Uvalde, the site of the 2022 school shooting that claimed 21 lives, is especially sensitive to campus safety issues. Earlier this month, a middle schooler brought a handgun to his campus. Nobody was hurt, but school superintendent Ashley Colas didn't immediately notify families.
I want to apologize for not personally addressing the situation faster publicly and more directly.
The student involved has been pulled out of his school. His parent faces criminal charges for not securing the handgun. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mystery in the Appalachians in North Carolina. Charlotte, a rust-colored stingray the size of a serving platter and kept in a storefront aquarium, is pregnant. 4 pups due in the next 2 weeks. The mystery is how. Charlotte hasn't shared a tank with a male of its species in at least 8 years. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Weyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette looks to make it 8 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles, are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to 5th in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a 4-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million viewers. Brewers as the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light winds in mid-20s by sunrise. We'll have a chance of rain and snow on Wednesday, but highs in the lower 40s, so little to no accumulation expected. By Wednesday night, though, all snow, 1 to 3 inches by morning. It's 27 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. 844-967-96-PARTY. 96 party. Oh, yes, I screwed that up.
Wow. Right out the gate.
How are you this morning, Greg Bach?
I'm feeling really good, honestly. Like, I'm just feeling energized and accomplished. Like, we're doing good things around here. Bringing the good talk. Bringing the good fun. Having some civil discourse.
There you go. Yeah. It's all about civil discourse. I see we all got the memo about wearing blue today.
Yeah.
It's a picture day. So after the show,
we're going to do some seer shots.
Yes. We're going to do some photo, live action photos.
Yep.
For our new website, which, by the way, looks pretty spectacular.
Yep.
It really does. So go to civicmedia.us and look at the newly redesigned website. It really is pretty great. Luke Mathers, speaking of Civic Media, going to be joining us at 10:30.
The handsome and capable Luke Mathers.
That is the one and the same. He will be here at 10:30, so stay close for that. We are going to kick things off, though, and I like this phrase, powder keg of stupidity, Greg. A powder keg of stupidity. I was brought to this by an opinion letter written to the Journal Sentinel.
Ah.
And it's about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conspiracy theory that this was all a PSYOP set up 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Now it's 30 years?
Well, when she was like 4 years old, to get these two together in order to influence the 2024 election. I did not see this until I saw this letter to the editor that Reince Priebus, who is the chairman of the host committee for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, actually called that conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift has been set up to influence the 2024 election for President Joe Biden is, quote, a powder keg of stupidity, unquote. From Reince Priebus.
I mean, even a clock is a broken clock is right twice a day. I mean, every once in a while, Republicans come out and they just have to. Like, he's either going to say this or nothing, because if he believed it.
Oh, he'd be all over it, right?
Yeah, and people would be like, well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't host this anymore. Maybe you should just go back to your house and wear your flannel and not talk to anyone.
Priebus, appearing on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, said, you're talking about two of the most popular things in America right now, Taylor Swift and the NFL, and we've got a party that wants to grow the tent. I don't think attacking those two is obviously the way to go.
I don't think they're even really attacking the people who believe this, because they're not doing anything like as far as like legislation or bringing it to any sort of authority. Like the cops are not saying you got to investigate. This is just what they're doing in their mom's basement.
Pretty much. But, I mean, this has gone up to, no surprise, Fox News. They were all over this idea of this being a psyop, Taylor Swift for Joe Biden. Vivek Ramaswamy, former presidential candidate, questioned whether the system was rigged in order to give the Swift-Kelsey relationship media coverage ahead of a Biden endorsement. Some thought that it was going to happen at the Super Bowl at halftime, and it didn't. Much like I got my COVID vaccination, and I'm still not magnetic.
Well, I would like to take that some people and rephrase it to just a few. Because some even feels like there's way more people saying it than just a few.
Oh, there's more than just a few.
I think it's a few.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm not sure about that.
I want it to be a few. And the fact that good old Vivek, Donald Trump's my best friend, Ramaswamy, a.k.a. the guy who now is...
He's disappeared.
...railing against transgenderism, quote-unquote, decided to give his... He's just going to start a podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrible podcast.
But he'll somewhat... Well, I mean, he had some support.
He had a few support.
He had a few. So, there is this letter to the editor in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from today. Here's how it reads. So I'm to believe that Taylor Swift will somehow steal the 2024 election. What world am I living in? I'm reminded of an episode of Cheers where psychiatrist Dr. Fraser Crane had to gently explain to and assure fringe barfly Cliff Clavin the Beatles did not have any part in the conspiracy to assassinate JFK. Cliff was not convinced. It was funny. Today's talking heads are not. This is, again, a letter to the editor in today's Journal Sentinel talking about the conspiracy theory around Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. People need to get a grip. We are losing our country to the lunatic fringe. We need to grow up from the willful blindness, imagined flights of fancy and ridiculous theories. Our nation can't afford this nonsense, or we risk losing it to dolts and dullards.
They're not wrong, but unfortunately that requires one massive move, is that we as the people have to talk to these individuals, and like whether it's family or friends, you can't put anything on television and hopes that they'll change their mind. They're going to think it's a setup. They think it's a lie. We all have a friend or a family member. They might not believe that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are psyops, but they definitely have some tinfoil ideas that make Thanksgiving a little bit more anxiety-ridden than usual.
A little more uncomfortable.
It's going to take us talking to them, because if you don't want to leave them, because, I mean, here's the thing is, going to ask this question, and maybe we could talk to a doctor about this. When you're a person who holds conspiracy theories in such high regard and your life has become that, whether it's birds aren't real, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, the JFK assassination, if your life is full of them, I have to imagine they take a toll on your brain. When you're so paranoid and you're so suspect and you're so...
And you see conspiracies behind everything?
Does that have a negative medical effect on your brain? Does that help jumpstart things like Alzheimer's and dementia? I don't know. I'm not saying it does. I truly do not know. I sound like a Fox News correspondent right now saying that out loud. But my concern is that these individuals who are so far deep down the rabbit hole, they need so much special attention to get to them and talk to them before it gets, you know, not worse, but like, I want to believe you can help them, but you have to help them on like a one-on-one basis. That's why it's important for us to do the important work and talk to those we are close to, or we're close to try to help them.
And try and have discussions.
Yeah, but then again, we all have lives. It's so, like, I understand what they're saying is like, you know, we don't want to lose the country to dolts and dimwits and conspiracy theorists. Well, then we have to do some work then, because they're not going to pop into the light out of nowhere. There's not going to be some grand thing that's going to happen and go,
everyone, the light's going to
2020
shine
election was totally safe, and Travis Kelsey's a great football player and Taylor Swift just writes great pop songs. It's never going to happen. So how does it happen? You and I have to do that work, and we don't want to.
Well, but we're going to have to. And yeah. I think also, speaking to, I would love to talk to someone about the kind of person who is more likely to believe in a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Is there one type of person that ties these people together? Are there situations, are there circumstances that tie these people together to believe in these things?
Yeah. I have to believe that, part of it has to do with, loneliness. You're looking for people to connect with. And right now, if I just stopped doing this right now, got on my computer, I could probably find 200 chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Where I could just be like, hey, fill me in. And by the end of it, I'd have 9 best friends.
You make a really good point, though, about the loneliness factor.
Yeah.
And in doing some other reading about people who fall down these rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And it is very much about finding a community,
mm-hmm.
right? Finding somewhere where you belong. You're not the only one. You're not alone.
Nope.
You have people who will back you up and provide a home for you.
And the other thing, too, is, I can't speak to anybody else. The ones that I know are all, they all look like me. They're white dudes, mainly. And the ones that I do know, they share one major thing in common, is that they cannot process the necessary change that's happening in this country. Everything threatens their will of control or just being on top of the pile.
Even just the perception of that.
Exactly. So they have to seek out any sort of explanation that will make what we as just observing everyday life to try to discredit it. Well, Taylor Swift is so popular because she's a CIA child and blah, 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 because they don't want men to be men anymore. It always comes back to that. And also in some of it, it's also there can be very hard religious components.
True.
So I think there's that loss of control they can't deal with because they can't control how the world is moving. And it's moving away from them.
Well, demographics are changing.
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
That's
just a fact.
Just the facts.
Papa Rico with a comment on a live stream, kind of like, Ron, is there a conspiracy theory you don't believe in, Johnson? He does spend a lot of time on interesting theories.
He does. And, that's a weird thing, too, is all things considered, our political disagreements before 2020, before he wasn't like this. He was a quiet backbencher.
You know what changed? He went to Moscow for the 4th of July.
Well, when was that, though?
We'll look back and look back and when that was. I think it was 2018.
It just seems like all of a sudden this version of him, he's like praising the Epoch Times, and that's dangerous in and of itself.
Yes.
So that's a great example. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, old or young, man or woman, but it doesn't matter. But that idea of losing control.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon ruined. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach
Rowe. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Sweet Gail B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Yes, Greg Bach.
I have a question for Sweet Cal B.
Yeah.
Did you play that song because of the conspiracy of Paul is dead?
No, actually, okay. I was looking for something. I saw close the door in our rundown. So
oh, gotcha.
I was
okay.
Going for something with a door in.
I thought you were going for the Paul McCartney that he's dead. He died in 1960 something.
Yeah, right.
Car crash.
I just like the whole paranoia thing about someone's knocking at the door. I think paranoia kind of works its way into this whole conspiracy thing. We were talking about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conspiracy theory that there was a psyop and they were going to come out at halftime on the Super Bowl. And
Reince Priebus called it what?
It was a powder keg of stupidity.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Which I really love, and I think that could be a good band name also. I'm on a roll with the bands. I think
Sad Tomatoes.
Sad Tomatoes in Space.
Yep. Opening up for.
And Powder Keg of Stupidity as the headliner.
Okay.
I think it'll be awesome.
Okay.
And then there was a great letter to the editor in today's Journal Sentinel just about the lunacy of people believing these whacked out theories. 844-967-2789. Texter from the 608 listening on WRCE. The conspiracy people I know might be book smart, but are very provincial. They just don't get out much.
And see, that's the thing too, is people, I've heard people say that too. And I don't disagree with that texter that, you know, if your friends are book smart, they might be into that. But I also know a lot of dumb people who are into conspiracy theories. And you just have to say, like, Joe Biden ate a cat once in Russia. And they will,
and they're there.
They will take that information and they'll still relay it incorrectly. They'll be like, my mother knows Joe Biden. She hates cats.
And that explains it all.
Yeah. I don't think it has to do with brain level. I don't think it has to do with like.
I think there are smart people who can be easily bamboozled.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not an exclusive club.
No, it's absolutely not. 844-967-2789. Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for joining
Kenosha
us.
Kenosha in the house.
Good morning. You know, I like to think that, you know, we need conspiracy theorists out there. I'm a proud conspiracy theorist. I'm very curious. I've, you know, like to look at issues or facts as they've been presented to me. And sometimes I like to chew on it and, you know, see how it feels. And quite frankly, I think in law enforcement, every legitimate case starts with a theory, right? You know, I don't want from a guy who, you know, likes to solve mysteries and figure things out. You know, I've embraced conspiracy theorists. To me, them and whistleblowers are vital. And it all has to start somewhere. If you remember the W. Bush administration after 9/11, they immediately put out a campaign, as all of the right-wing media did, about, you know, dissing conspiracy theorists. You're either with us or against us. It was part of it. Quite frankly, I think there needs to be a lot more of us curious conspiracy theorists out there in the public. What do you guys think?
Mike, which conspiracy theory has come true? I'm curious which one has validated your excitement about conspiracy theories.
Say, you know, I'll start with the JFK, you know, if you want. You know, I don't think there's too many people, more people that I know dismiss the the bookstore and you know the Oswald being the single shooter. I think, quite frankly, a lot of the things that we witnessed in the 50s and the 60s were presented to the American public with smokescreen. You know, we just found our society living in this new era with TV sets and all of a sudden the power of influence, kind of snuck up on the people, I think. But anyway, to get back, I do believe, everything starts with conspiracy. And in order to unwind some of these complicated messes, you have to go sometimes through these rabbit holes. But at the end of the day, truth is power. And oftentimes we can thank our fellow conspiracy theorists for being steadfast and diligent in their seeking their journey and their truth. And we have found that, the pot smoking hippies in the 60s were right.
You left us with a lot of stuff there, Mike. I really appreciate you listening, and I thank you for your call. I certainly agree with you that curiosity is a very important thing. It is. But I don't know that being curious necessarily leads you to conspiracies.
I don't think a curious person should be called a conspiracy theorist. And I don't know if police would appreciate being called conspiracy theorists either their job.
I mean, it starts with a theory. We think this is what the crime was, and we think this is who committed the crime. I'm assuming that's what he meant.
Yeah.
But again, I would like a little more clarification on which of these most recent conspiracy theories have been proved to be factual. Like
JFK.
I'm talking more recent, like
RFK.
You're going to become magnetic if you get vaccinated against COVID. That's a conspiracy theory. And I'm still not magnetic.
You're not, but you have a wonderful personality.
My magnetic personality is not what I was going for, Greg Bach. I wanted to be able to attract screwdrivers for whatever reason. Just metal.
Always with the alcohol
just
with you.
Just metal things.
Oh, the tool. I thought you meant booze.
No, tools.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think there is a lot of, Michael from Kenosha.
It was Mike, yeah.
Mike from Kenosha. I don't agree. I don't think being a conspiracy theorist is something to strive for. I think curiosity is something to strive for.
Absolutely.
I think skepticism is something to strive for.
Yes.
I think having a healthy relationship to reality is important as part of that, because when you start losing that, then you start falling down that rabbit hole where there's no longer an A to B point. You now have to create all the sub points, because you just can't get to the simple thing that bread sometimes just goes bad, or that birds exist.
I've heard birds aren't real, Greg Bach.
Well, this has been the last episode of Matt and Aaron Air. We're going to take Jane to a special room that's real soft on the walls.
No, I'm just going to join the liberal woman caravan and go invade another city near you.
The liberal women
caravan. We're coming.
Yeah.
Also on the way, Luke Mathers.
The capable and handsome.
The capable and handsome Luke Mathers will be here. The news is on the way next. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Phil and Don, Uncle Ernie, Auntie Jean, open the door, let me in. Oh, yeah. I'm knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let them in. Ooh, yeah, yeah, let them in now. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
President Biden trying to cajole House Republicans into approving the Senate-passed bill of $95 billion in military aid to Israel, Indo-Pacific allies, and Ukraine.
You can't walk away now. That's what Putin's betting on. He just flatly said that. Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing it is playing into Putin's hands.
After 2 years, Ukraine has fought Russia to a draw. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the bill's a non-starter there. The House, which rejected border provisions in the aid bill, impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for not addressing the border. There are not 60 votes in the Senate to convict Mayorkas and remove him from office. Democrat Tom Suozzi won a special election on New York's Long Island to serve out the term of disgrace and expelled George Santos, the slim GOP majority in the House getting slimmer. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the past two decades. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that there were around 14,000 licensed bus drivers in 2022. That's about 3,000 fewer drivers than in 2007. They say that an aging workforce is causing the decline, and it's likely to get worse in the coming years as more drivers decide to retire. Governor Evers says conditions are improving in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place since spring. The lockdowns happened because prisons are short-staffed. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Up Front that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised the pay last summer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, light winds in mid-20s by sunrise. We'll have a chance of rain and snow on Wednesday, but highs in the lower 40s, so little to no accumulation expected. By Wednesday night, though, all snow, 1 to 3 inches by morning. Right now, it's 28.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Luke.
morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, the board, Lord Kelvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon ruined. That special intro music for our very special guest. Oh, get over it, Greg.
Terrible.
Buck. Luke Mathers is here joining us from our studio in Madison. Good morning, Luke. How's it going?
Good morning. Glad to be with you. And I don't know why Greg thought that was terrible. Come on, that was an excellent.
I feel like that song was not worthy of your capabilities and your handsomeness.
For a split second, I thought you, Greg, produced it real quick, and then because you like to, you know, you love to sing my praises, and I was wondering if you.
I'm working on a full blown like a symphony piece. It will premiere sometime in the fall of 2092.
He's still waiting to get the strings together. Yes. So when we put that together, we were talking about conspiracy theories before you joined us, Luke, because there was a great letter to the editor in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about what kind of Looney Tunes are we living with as far as these conspiracy theories about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and just kicking around why people believe those things, who it is that believes those things. And I had a couple of follow-up texts that I wanted to get to first before we move on. Texter from the 920 says, a good friend of mine's wife believes all of that wackadoo stuff. She thought Trump was really still president flying in Air Force One, and Biden's term is all a Hollywood production. I wouldn't be surprised if she subscribed to President Biden is a hologram. And of course, she's all in on the COVID vaccine being a tool for population control, GPS chipping, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, if I speak up against her about this stuff, she does her best to end my friendship with her husband, as she's done to others. It's really sad. And I feel so badly for my friend who's involved. That's really sad.
That's really sad. Like that, and that's what I'm talking about, too, is like it's hard to do that work, the heavy lifting of trying to just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's not something I envy.
The hard part with a lot of these conspiracy theories as well is sometimes discerning what people truly believe in and what some people, because I know a lot of people that kind of buy in, quote unquote, to the conspiracy theories just because they think it's funny. But then when you like actually get down to it, they're just like, oh, no, I don't believe that. It's just they're like ironically supporting some of these conspiracy theories almost. But then when you find those individuals like that texter saying, no, there's actually people that believe this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Having that realization and then knowing how, because the biggest thing that those folks need is an off ramp. They need to be able, because if you tell them, when somebody truly believes in a conspiracy theory like any of those just described, you can't just tell them no, they're wrong.
Yeah.
No,
correct.
You can't.
Correct.
It almost just bakes in, like, the conspiracy theories now since QAnon, they're kind of the,
you're rubber, I'm glue?
Old saying? Yes.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
And so they kind of just meld into, well, of course you're going to tell me that conspiracy theory is a conspiracy theory because, and then they fill in X, Y, or Z. And so you can't just simply tell people, no, that's a conspiracy theory. You kind of have to unwind the thread a little bit for them and give them the space to have an off-ramp for realizing when they maybe hear it out loud or say it in a different light, they're like, oh yeah, that does sound a little
far-fetched.
Strange.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like that is what I thought it was.
Well, you got to build trust with them. You got to it's a process. It's not just, you're not going to their house on a Friday night eating some wings and telling them that Joe Biden's the president. You got to make them trust you and know that you have their best interest in mind. And most importantly, I don't care. It's like addressing a child to a certain extent. You want to respect them. You want to make sure that they're feeling respected and heard because they have so many people wagging their finger, making fun of them, screaming at them.
True.
On all sorts of, whether it's in real life or on social media, you got to put them in a safe, I know they hate this term, but a safe space and say, let's just talk about it. Just me and you. And just tell me what you believe. I'll tell you what I believe. Where do we connect?
And Greg, we were talking before during the break, Luke. I had never heard of this. Trump was on Air Force One the entire time. What is that?
Their whole thing is that Trump has been the president since the election. He's never stopped being the president.
I don't think it's important to know all the details of the conspiracy theory.
I like to paint a picture, but, Luke Mathers.
Okay, you can paint the picture, Greg, but sometimes when you, I don't know. There's pros and cons either way. But okay. Yes, there's a lot of different, this is the thing too, is as human beings, we are storytellers. That is something that we have always been. And so conspiracy theories to explain something that is not comprehensible has always been an aspect of human history. The most recent revelations, though, of the internet, where all of these people can find each other very easily and then build upon those conspiracy theories, that's something that we're seeing that's supercharged. So it's not that conspiracy theories are new or that they're something that are all of a sudden more of a hot button issue than ever before. I think the folks that believe kind of out there fringe thoughts have always been a part of the storytelling that we do as humans.
Yeah.
It's just insane how quickly those individuals that believe these things can now communicate to each other and spread through algorithms, through social media platforms, through online chat rooms, anything connected to the internet, all of a sudden can get these ideas much farther, much quicker. And so it doesn't necessarily matter what the details are. It's just strange that there's that easy and that capable, and sometimes that amplified. These platforms are amplifying these things because it continues engagement, and so you stay on Facebook or whatever other platform longer because you're finding these fringe communities that you're like, oh, maybe I was skeptical about this one thing, and now I'm going to buy in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I found my people. Scott McKillen, who's watching on the live stream, has a great comment. One of Charlie Barron's guests on the Kripedcast said the common conspiracy theory path is truth, half truth, full lie. So that's where you start when you start trying to convince people. Here's one true thing. Here's another true thing. This is sort of true. Now, once I've got you believing the sort of true, I can just go full on and lie to you.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, one of the things, too, I was going to say with regard just to the whole Biden or Trump is on a plane running the country. I mentioned to you during the break, you know, Comedy Central has all of those interviews that Jordan Klepper has done with all of those Trumpers outside of the. And the one thing that always connects is when they say something to the effect of Trump is still the president, he will then say, oh, so the economy that's terrible is his fault.
No,
it's not. Or we left or Trump pulled us out of Afghanistan. No. So you immediately pull out one of the legs on their chair when you just simply ask a question that's very based in logic and a very simple follow-up to what they're saying. And then they will immediately run to whatever next component is part of their conspiracy.
It's interesting that you say that, and I highly encourage anybody who's never seen Jordan Klepper, go to YouTube and search for him. And it's very insightful. It's kind of disturbing sometimes what people will believe. But I have seen him interview women who say that Trump is still in control of the military, and then he'll say, so what's happening in Ukraine is because of Donald Trump. Mm. Oh, no, that's Joe Biden. That's Joe Biden's military.
Yeah.
So there are two separate militaries.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there are two separate militaries.
And the way they just like, oh yeah, totally. That's exactly what's happening. It was like, okay.
Go ahead.
That's part of the difficult thing with conspiracy theories, though. Too, again, it gets into that the catch-all of, oh well, just because you're telling me something that doesn't align with my views, I'm just going to wrap that into the conspiracy and go with it. And that's why, I mean, I love political satire and the what Daily Show has done with correspondents like Jordan Klepper, but up and down the whole genre of political comedy is to me one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But it also has kind of gone into the way that we now see those interviews, and to us it's like, oh well, how silly is it that this individual can be confronted with a question like that and just either ignore it or completely wrap it back into the conspiracy that we're talking about. But the important part is, like, we have to find out how to talk and communicate to those people, because you can't just use them as punchlines in a comedy shows, quote unquote, like news bit.
Right.
It has to be like, yes, it can be humorous, but when you get down to it and you kind of boil it down for what it just is, it's like, this is really sad if this is the state of the discourse, because we're just going to be talking past each other then. We can't just be utilizing that as the only way we're communicating. And I think it shines an important light, but after that light has been shown on these individuals that believe these things, we have to then have the conversation, okay, how do we get back to a common dialogue? How do we reach these people? How do we talk to individuals in our lives about really big things that can be hard to comprehend and very easy for conspiracy theorists to go explain, but in actuality, we have to have these conversations, because otherwise we're just going to continue going down the road we're going down.
Yeah. Mike from Madison texted us, listening here on WAUK, how do you build the off-ramp? I have two brothers that are conspiracy guys and Trumpsters.
Well, that's what I was just, I mean, I think what Luke said and what I said before is that you have to meet them where they're at to a certain degree. You have to tell them that you want to have a conversation. It can't just be something you're doing while watching football or at family dinner. You got to sit down and say, hey, I want to know why you think this. I want you to explain it to me. And it'll be in a place where I'm not criticizing you. I just need to know. I think you need to, with people who are really into these political conspiracies, that's probably going to take a while before they're going to trust you, because they're going to immediately pull back and say,
and be defensive.
And like, well, I don't want your liberal stink on me. Don't try to change my mind. You can't change my mind. You have to, it's got to be a very slow process. So if Mike, if you're talking about your brothers, what are the things you have in common with your brothers that you can use as a bridge, that you can talk about? Is it fishing? Is it, I don't know, whatever
what is,
it might be.
Whatever your thing is, whatever your common connector is, right?
Use that, talk about it, and just build that relationship. And you might never get them to stop being a Republican or a Trumpster. I mean, being a Trump voter is not the absolute worst worst possibility in the world. It's about how much they make this conspiracy life their life. You know, is it harming their work life, their family, all those kinds of things?
844-967-2789. You can call and or you can text. Lynn from Oconomowoc. Hey, Jane, Greg, and Luke. If Trump is on Air Force One and is currently a president, that means he's already completing his second term and can't run for a third. Yay.
Yeah. Andrew from Maine reflects that point as well. He also said, side question/quest for Luke. Since you are in Madison, how are you going to prank Todd, bribe Mr. Zommers to play Earl's theme song for the opening of his show? I think it has to do with the fact that they thought that we were taking over the station the other day. I have no idea. Andrew from Maine, we need more context. Need more context.
To your conspiracy theory.
Yes, exactly.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We will keep this going, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air with the wonderful Greg Bach and Luke Mathers, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Luke, L-U-K-E,
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show.
Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News
You're
Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Luke Mathers joining us from our studio, our headquarters in Madison. Just a reminder, you can catch the Miami Heat at the Bucks 6:30 broadcast tonight. Catch the game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Before the break, we were talking about conspiracy theories, Luke, and how these things get started and how we can talk to people in our lives who may be conspiracy theorists. And Tim from Eau Claire has been waiting on the line. Good morning, Tim. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've often thought, you know, on these conspiracy theories, I hear it from people I know, and they should join the Democratic Party for a year or two and learn all the secrets and all the tricks that they say that the Democrats are doing, and then they can take them back and use them.
That is a great idea, Tim, right? Because all those tricky things going on with those tricky liberals.
Especially those liberal women.
That's right. They're coming in a caravan near you. They're on the way. I think that's hilarious, Tim. Have you ever actually suggested that to someone?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
Well, one guy said he didn't want to give up his, you know, right to vote in a primary or something, you know, when they got a closed party or something. I don't know, but he just kind of blew it off.
You keep doing that, Tim. You keep spreading that message that if you want to know what, join the Democratic Party and learn all of the tricky tricks, and then you can take them back. That's hilarious.
I've been part of the Democratic Party. You learn almost nothing.
We have Steve.
I think the interesting part when you have.
Thank
like,
you, Tim. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. One of the things that, like, as soon as you kind of talk about the complexities that would go into pulling off a conspiracy, it all starts to unravel a little bit, too, because people that just buy in and fully believe them, I don't think have ever done any organizing or, like, managing of people because. Man, is it hard to be able to try to do things like that on a small scale, let alone we're going to rig the entire, the most watched sport in the nation. We're just going to find a way to pull the strings behind it. And so it does get, again, some of the things are a little silly, but when you're having those one-on-one conversations, it is very hard to learn where you start that off-ramp and where you can find that bridge to connect with these people and kind of bring them a little bit off the ledge.
Tiffany on the live stream says, ask these people for their sources.
They love nothing more than to give you sources.
A conversation I had with a Trumper revealed he was getting all his info through local hearsay. He didn't listen to the news or check social media. I started citing my sources and it got him thinking.
All right. That's great. See, that's
it's a start. It's a start.
something you just
said. I don't think there's a silver bullet either. So things like that, those are excellent places to start. If that is something that these individuals are receptive to, sure, go that route. But for other conversations, it may be a completely different approach that you have to take.
Yeah.
Stephen from Green Bay has been waiting. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
I have a question first, and then I have a comment on your topic. What was that Knocking on the Door song that Calvin's been playing? What was the name of that song?
That was Let 'Em In by The Wings and Paul McCartney.
The Wings.
Okay. I'm going to have to listen to that song because I was watching America's Most Wanted last night, and I was literally singing that song when America's Most Wanted was on. And my wife is like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, sorry, I just got a song stuck in my head. I have to get it out.
We're here to help.
Thanks. As far as the conspiracy theory thing goes, I have a couple people in my family that are buy into that. And I think for some people, certainly not all, I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all approach to this.
Definitely not.
But a lot of times, it's my brother-in-law that believes in this stuff, and he half believes in some of it and then half doesn't. But my wife is so easily flustered, and he goes, sometimes I just bring this stuff up to see you get angry.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, oh, so sometimes it's just like, they're just saying that stuff to
own the libs.
People all worked up and get their blood boiling, and that makes them happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's really important to remember for folks to remember, Stephen. It really is. Thank you so much for calling. As always, thank you so much for listening.
One of the things that I deal with in the comedy world is this new brand of comedian that try to be anti-woke and own the libs and try to be say whatever they want, which we always, you know, everybody else on the other side just says, you can say whatever you want. It just doesn't mean there's not consequences at the end of the day. But what they're finding is that they're not interested in being comedians. They're not interested in being funny. They're not interested as Steven's saying, they're not interested in purveying a political viewpoint. They just want to make you mad. And that getting you mad makes them happy.
That's a victory.
And that needs, and I'm being serious when I say this, you need to take that attitude directly into a therapist's office because you need to figure out why other people's being upset makes you happy.
And makes you feel good. Yeah. We also have another texter, Pat, who's listening in Green Bay, WGBW. My off-ramp was in 2008. It was Sarah Palin.
Yep.
Yes.
And that was cute. Like
comparatively.
Yeah. We're not talking about people flying on planes and, but Luke, to what you were saying before, they actually, John Oliver covered this. They did, a group of scientists broke it down into a formula. You feed in certain numbers in the data points, and it will tell you how long it will take that conspiracy. If it was real, how long it would take before it break down, someone would blab it. And they started with the moon landing. They put in all the people that were involved, how long it took, and they said that it would be about 3+ years before it finally became public that the moon landing was quote-unquote fake. So there's actual science behind how
long it takes to cook.
Yeah, there's science behind it. Bake it in.
It's a conspiracy stew. You have to throw different things in at different times.
This crust is so full of, it's full of libs.
And it's all about smoked paprika is what I've heard. So anyway, news is coming up next. Luke Mathers, it's always delightful to see you and have you on the show. Thank you
always
so very, very much for joining us. Stay with us. And again, you can always call or text 844-967-2789. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Coming up Wednesday on Matt Nair on Air, Judge Derek Mosley, the director of the Lubar Center at the Marquette University Law School, joins us at 11:30 to talk about Black History Month. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard